KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered rain and snow, then rain likely, lower 50s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies will continue with scattered rain showers 40. Winds will be from the east between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers, possible thunderstorms, mid-50s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with rain, storms 46, and Sunday, rain likely. Right now, it's 46.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Members of the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance gave testimony to the Senate Ag Committee during a climate change hearing yesterday. Michael Clement shares the recommendations to lawmakers.
Four witnesses representing the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance testified to the Senate Agriculture Committee during a climate change hearing Thursday. Arizona Farm Bureau President Stephanie Smallhouse told lawmakers the group supports three principles as to how farmers and ranchers can be part of the solution.
A very broad and diverse group of people have come together in the Food and Ag Climate Alliance and put together quite a few recommendations based on three principles: supporting voluntary markets and incentive-based policies. We want to advance science-based outcomes, and we want to promote resilience and help rural economies better adapt to changes in the climate.
Smallhouse says many farmers are already utilizing climate-smart practices on their farms.
Anybody that has implemented renewable energy practices on their farms, precision farming, which limits the amount of nitrogen, cover crop, mulching practices, crop rotations for fixing nitrogen, no-till. We've got conservation tillage, rotational grazing for ranchers in the West. So lots of different things are happening right now. It just depends on where you are and what's applicable and what you can afford, really.
She says the Food and Ag Climate Alliance includes the American Farm Bureau Federation, Environmental Defense Fund, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, and National Farmers Union, providing a unified voice for agriculture.
The fact that we're lending a voice to this effort and we're working alongside the Environmental Defense Fund and several different cooperatives and different trade associations in agriculture shows that there's a common thread in this effort that farmers can be part of the solution, and that solution should be voluntary and incentive-based, not punitive, and the fact that we're already doing good work, and that should be recognized.
Learn more at agclimatealliance.com. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 30th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale will be Sunday, March 14th, 1 p.m. at the farm, Liberty, Nebraska. Selling 18 age-advantaged and 2-year-old bulls, 19 spring bulls, and 20 open heifers. View their catalog online at dvauction.com, and you can watch or bid for free. Real-time and proxy bidding available. For additional information, contact Jay or Carol Boyer at jboyercattle.com. Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale, Sunday, March 14th. Sale preview Saturday, 3 to 5, at the farm, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
For Mid-American Network News, I'm Tommy Castor. Businesses that were ordered to shut down or limit capacity because of the pandemic could receive financial relief under two bills in the state legislature that would address pending litigation, but have riled up county leaders who could be forced to pay out millions. Both bills provide businesses the chance to apply for property tax reimbursements, although the details vary. Eric Stafford, a lobbyist for the influential Kansas Chamber of Commerce, said Thursday at a hearing that a lawsuit is pending. He said the state could be on the hook for a significant amount of money if something isn't resolved. In other news, the parents of a man who was shot and killed by Topeka police are asking a judge to reinstate two officers as defendants in a lawsuit they filed over his death. Attorneys for the family of Dominique White filed a motion seeking to add a wrongful death count against officers Justin Mackey and Michael Cruz. A federal judge last September removed the two officers from the lawsuit. The officer shot White after a struggle in September 2017. Attorneys for the city said in a motion March 1st that they object to the officers being reinstated to the lawsuit. For Mid-American Network News, I'm Tommy Castor.
Farmers, if the commodity markets have you second-guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
The 50... 50- for
from Hunt Rod's Red Angus. Call 308-289-1548 or go to our website, NebraskaBullTest.com, for more information. The sale will broadcast live on DV Auctions. Bulls selected by cattlemen for cattlemen. Wednesday, March the 24th, the Nebraska Bull Test.
Good morning, I'm Tommy Castor. Here are today's headlines. The carcass of an American alligator has been found in a south central Kansas river, and wildlife officials say the animal was likely being kept as a pet before being released into the wild when it got too big. A Kansas Department of Transportation worker recently discovered the carcass in the Nenasca River in Sumner County as he worked along the riverbank. A zoologist determined the reptile, which is native to the southeastern U.S., was about 3 years old. Alligators can't survive the harsh winters of the Midwest and Plains states out in the wild. Wichita police say a man suspected of shooting two others, one fatally, before turning the gun on himself, has been released from a hospital and booked into jail. Police say 26-year-old DeAdrian Johnson was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail on Wednesday night on suspicion of first-degree murder and criminal possession of a firearm by a felon. Detectives say they suspect Johnson was under the influence of drugs on Saturday night when 20-year-old Christopher Terrell and a 16-year-old boy were shot. Officers sent to investigate the shooting also found Johnson with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. All three were taken to hospitals where Terrell died. Those are today's headlines. For Mid-American Network News, I'm Tommy Castor.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. An Oklahoma police chief who spoke at the funeral of a 17-year-old Nebraska girl who died in a shootout with four of his officers says he was honored when the girl's father invited him to the service. Chief Johnny Teehee of Muskogee, Oklahoma, spoke Wednesday in Blair at the funeral of 17-year-old Farrah Rauch. Police say she was killed February 28th after she fired at officers while fleeing from an attempted carjacking. Her 17-year-old boyfriend shot himself at the scene. Four Muskogee officers were placed on administrative leave while the shooting is investigated. Rauch's father said the officers were doing their jobs and didn't know the suspects they were pursuing were teenagers. A Nebraska lawmaker who is a leading supporter of medical marijuana says the issue will likely appear on the 2022 ballot if her fellow lawmakers don't pass a legalization measure this year. The Nebraska Supreme Court stripped a legalization measure off the ballot last year. I'm Rick Averett, and that's a look at your Friday, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyEckFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Over 800 residents received a first COVID vaccination Thursday in Marysville as the Marshall County Health Department had received over 1,000 doses and hosted a mass vaccination clinic at the historic depot. Initially, for those over 65, remaining vaccine doses were distributed to essential workers as well later in the day. A follow-up session for the second vaccine is planned April 8th. Firefighters battled grass fires this week in many locations as a large fire west of Hanover brought local volunteers as well as mutual aid from Nebraska units. Last week, a resident south of Marysville suffered significant damage at 988 Linden Road. The home owned by Jordy and Nicole Nelson was sparked when an electrical line nearby came down and ignited dry grass and trees. Marysville firemen initially extinguished the blaze Thursday afternoon, but it reignited overnight when it spread to the residents. The Nelson family was not at home at the time of the fires. Anyone planning a controlled burn is reminded to contact their county dispatched sheriff's office in advance. State Senator Elaine Bowers reports that February 24th, the Senate Transportation Committee heard a carryover bill from last year, which passed out of the Senate Transportation Committee in the full Senate, 38-0, then, due to the virus, was left in the House Transportation Committee. Spec 4 Gene Myers was killed in action June 9, 1969, and Corporal Hallen E. Oatney June 22, 1970. The five-mile stretch from Waterville and Blue Rapids will honor their memory. Signs will be placed by the Kansas Department of Transportation later this year. An unveiling and celebration honoring these men will be held in conjunction with the sign placement. Testimony from Bowers, Representative Lisa Mosier, Jerry and Janet Zayas, and David Blatt, a friend of Gene Myers who was with him during the battle which took his life, is online at kslegislature.org, then follow the appropriate tabs. Claire Bloomer of Marysville will begin serving as physician's assistant at Community Healthcare System Centralia early next month. She will see patients Wednesday through Friday each week. A Hanover native, Bloomer was previously employed with KSTAT Urgent Care in Manhattan. Shamrock Marysville will be hosted Saturday morning by the Chamber in Main Street, with local retailers promoting in-store specials and other activities. Chamber Main Street Facebook page has details, with games, shopping, prizes, food, and drinks Saturday from 9 to noon. KNDY will provide the Shamrock soundtrack on the PA system downtown. Katherine R. Katie Yarger, age 35, of York, Nebraska, formerly of Centralia, passed away March 6th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., at the West Centralia Community Church. Visitation 9 to 11 a.m. before the service. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Katie Yarger. Lily C. Harkness passed away December 31st in Arizona. Funeral service is planned Saturday, March 13th, 2 p.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home will stream the service live on their Facebook page and are in charge of arrangements for Lily Harkness.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
At Good Shepherd Lutheran School, we're celebrating our National Lutheran Schools Week. Hello, my name is Terry Harries. I'm a kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School, located in Marysville. This year, our theme is Sent to Serve. Along with several fun activities planned for this week, we also have some great service projects lined up. Today's dress-up theme is Backward or Clash Day. We will start our day with devotions led by first and second grade, and for lunch we get pizza and root beer floats. We are proud to offer a Christ-centered education and a state-accredited school with small class sizes. All denominations are welcome at Good Shepherd. We serve students preschool through eighth grade. If you'd like to set up a time to tour our school and meet our teachers, please call us at 562-3181.
Time to grab a pair of boots and take a chunk off at Valley Vet Supply and Fashion Direct, featuring 20% off all in-stock boots, including leading lines. The discount excludes clearance sale boots. Boot sale runs Friday through Sunday, March 12th through the 14th. 20% off all in-stock boots at Valley Vet Supply and Fashion Direct in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 12:30 till 5.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have a stationary boundary across the central east, central parts of the Midwest. That's going to bring ongoing chances of rain, showers, and thunderstorms as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. This stationary front becomes a part of a low-pressure system that'll be forming across the southwestern parts of the United States Saturday and will move across the central and east, central parts of the Midwest through Sunday into the early parts of next week, bringing ongoing rain across the central east, central parts of the Midwest. Some areas could see 3 to 5 inches of rain over the next several days. And on the back end of the system, we're going to see heavy snow across the Rockies, parts of Nebraska, and into the Dakotas. So across the area, rain mixing with a little bit of some snow early, then rain likely lower 50s. Tonight, scattered rain, showers 40, and for the weekend, showers, thunderstorms, temperatures lower to mid-50s. That's looking at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-March, 55. Record high in the state, 84. The average low, 28. Sunset this evening, 6:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:46.
A slice of cherry pie might help you adjust to this weekend's clock change. We will explain why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 12th, the 71st day of the year. Singer-songwriter James Taylor shares a birthday with Liza Minnelli, and Coca-Cola was first sold in bottles on this day in 1894. Daylight savings time returns this weekend. Here's a few things that can help your body clock adjust and get you back on track. Tonight and Saturday, go to bed 20 or 30 minutes earlier. By Sunday night, you'll almost be caught up. Get some vigorous exercise over the weekend and try to catch plenty of sunlight. Both activities help to advance the body clock. And would you believe that some cherry pie might help ease the transition? Tart cherries are a good source of melatonin, which has been shown to regulate more natural sleep patterns. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Lisa New, 2021 Dodge Ram 1500 Warlock Quad Cab V8 for just $269 a month at Twin Rivers Beatrice. That's right. Drive away today in a new Ram 1500. Serious performance and rugged function with luxury appointments. MSRP 43,640, 10,000 miles per year, 36-month agreement. Tax, title, license fees excluded. 41,144 sales price. 47,50 lease rebates. Must lease through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. 299 due at signing with lease rate just 269 a month at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Okchaik Baji scored a career-high 26 points. Marcus Garrett added 17. And number 11, Kansas held on after blowing most of a 20-point halftime lead to beat Oklahoma 69-62 in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament. Mitch Lightfoot added 11 points for the number 2 seed Jayhawks, who played without big man David McCormick and backup forward Tristan Anaruna. Both players caught up in COVID-19 protocols leading up to the tournament. Kansas will play number 13 Texas in the semifinals. That game tips at 8:30 this evening. Now to the Wildcats. Baylor held on to beat Kansas State 74-68 and avoid what would have been one of the biggest upsets in the history of Big 12 tournaments. The Bears now advance to play number 12 Oklahoma State in the semifinals. Nigel Pack led the Wildcats with 6 three-pointers and 18 points. Recapping yesterday, KU over Oklahoma 69-62. K-State falls to Baylor 74-68. Mid-America Network Sports.
Farmers, if a commodity market tag you second guessing your spring planting plans and changes are in the works, give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting need. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Now to the Chiefs, who say their offensive line continues to come apart as starting center Austin Reiter is not expected to re-sign with the team. The news comes after starting tackles Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz were cut Thursday morning to free up cap space. The Chiefs' offensive line is set to start at least three different players than they did in 2020. Reiter joins a long list of free agents whose futures look to be headed elsewhere. From the NFL to college ball in Kansas now, KU has announced that Emmett Jones has been named Kansas football interim head coach. Jones is entering his third season with the Jayhawks and has served as the wide receivers coach and passing game coordinator for the Kansas offense. Back to the college hardwood tournaments now. Wichita State meets up with South Florida today. That one tips at 11 o'clock. And the KU Jayhawks meeting up with the Texas Longhorns. That one will tip at 8:30 this evening. And just a reminder so you don't miss any games next week, clocks spring forward when you go to bed Saturday night. Mid-America Network Sports.
State basketball semifinals Thursday saw the Sabetha girls advance with a come-from-behind 57-55 win over Hugoton in Class 3A, while the Wabunsee boys handed Hoxie their first loss in 2A, 73-56. Area teams in action Friday include the Hanover boys versus Northern Valley, Class 1A, D2 at 3 from Great Bend, Valley Heights girls versus Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan, Class 2A at 7 from Manhattan. Hanover and Valley Heights games live on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming at KNDYradio.com and on our free mobile app. Kansas Jayhawks continue play in the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City. 8:30 tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5 tonight.
Many gardeners celebrate St. Patrick's Day by planting peas in the garden. And for those gardens covered in snow, you'll definitely need a bit of Irish luck on this planting day. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Peas grow and produce better in cooler temperatures, so early spring is a great time to plant. Wait until the soil temperature is at least 45 degrees if you're planting them directly in the garden. This may be March 17th, but for others, planting peas a month before the last spring frost is best. You can also start your seeds indoors in containers, then move them into the garden when time and temperatures allow. Or pre-germinate your seeds by wrapping them in a moist paper towel placed in a plastic bag. Set in a warm location for a few days. Plant them in the garden or a container as soon as the roots appear. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Liberty Bell tolled for freedom in Philadelphia. Or was it really in the state of Illinois? The surprising answer to that question can be found in a place far from Pennsylvania, but very close to the fight for freedom. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
For
more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
In 1741, King Louis XV ordered a bell cast and sent to the town of Kaskaskia, Illinois, as a gift for all of the goods those in the French settlement in the Illinois Territory had sent back to France.
He sent the bell over for the church. There was no other big 650-pound big brass bell like this in the whole area. It was the first one west of the Alleghenies.
Randolph County resident Emily Lyons says the bell in that church tolled for weddings, deaths, emergencies, any occasion when citizens should gather. Kaskaskia fell from French control in the 1760s when the British won the French and Indian War. George Rogers Clark came here in 1778 to win the city for the Americans from the British during the American Revolution.
So in a surprise attack, he came into Kaskaskia. There was less than a garrison of 20 British soldiers there. They went into the church and had George Rogers Clark had someone ring the bells to call all the people together.
Clark addressed the townspeople.
He said, "No, I'm not here to take away your church. You can continue as you like, but we do need supplies." So the people there really contributed quite a bit to the American Revolution at that time. Many of the cattle and the grains and foods that had been stored for the winter went with the soldiers.
The bell remains an important part of Kaskaskia.
So that became known as the Liberty Bell of the West. And it is 11 years older than the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia.
Traveling the countryside in Kaskaskia, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a retirement auction for Bob Oliver. Oliver Transmission, Saturday, March 13th, begins at 10 a.m. with mechanics, tools and equipment, vehicles and miscellaneous at the Oliver Transmission Shop on U.S. 36, just east of Home City. Selling a 1989 Ford F-350 tow truck with 17-foot Landall load-all bed, 1980 Jeep, Chevy V8 with snowplow, 8-foot pickup bed trailer, Dixon commercial rotting mower, 16-horse, 42-inch cut, 80-gallon air compressor, floor drill press, high-quality shop press with 20-ton bottle jack, oxyacetylene torch kit, power washer, steel workbenches, transmission floor jacks, tool cart on wheels, collapsible engine hoist, 50-foot of heavy-duty store shelving, steel 250 chainsaw, a large assortment of Snap-on and Mac tools, and other miscellaneous. This retirement auction for Bob Oliver, Oliver Transmission, Saturday, March 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at the shop just east of Home City on U.S. 36. Homestead and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers. There will be a land auction for the estate of LaVon Gurmeron, Saturday, March 20th, beginning at noon at the farm, 2853 Victory Road, east of Hollenburg. Selling 200 acres in Franklin Township, 71 acres cropland in two fields, 110 acres pasture with the balance, hayland, waterways, timber, and farmstead. There are three ponds. At the farmstead, there's a 1.5-story home, occupied until recently. Older outbuildings. There are water wells and electric service at both the farmstead and near the South Road. Farm again located east of Hollenburg at the intersection of 29th and Victory Road. Sale begins at noon for the land, as well as selling an acreage in Hollenburg and a 4-bedroom home. Beginning at 10 a.m., they will sell iron, old farm machinery and vehicles, primitives, antiques, and some household items. Auction Saturday, March 20th at 2853 Victory Road, east of Hollenburg. For additional details, go online to BottRealtyAuction.com. Raymond Bott Realty and Auction will be the broker and auctioneer.
Don't forget the tires when you go through spring checkups on the tractor. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to make sure your tires are ready to carry the load as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are anxious to hop on the tractor and start spring field work. Tires are a critical part of the maintenance equation. It's important to identify problems now so there isn't any downtime when you're trying to get field work done in a critical window. Brad Harris is the manager of the field engineering group with Firestone Ag. He says the first thing to do is make sure the tires are inflated to the right pressure. Use load and inflation tables from your tire manufacturer and use a high-quality digital gauge. After checking the tire pressure, take a good look at the sidewalls.
Make sure there's no major cuts or snags, that the rubber's been removed and we see cords. If we see fabric, that's a good indication that we probably should be replacing that tire. We're going to do the same thing in the tread area. Stubble damage, cuts, chips in there. If it's just cosmetic and we don't see any cords, we can continue to run that tire.
While you're in the tread area, look at the tread depth. If the tires only have 20 to 25% skid depth left and it's a wet spring, it'll pay to put new tires on the tractor to get more traction. Just as important to check are the valve stems and hardware on the tire.
If it's a tubeless tire, just make sure that we're not getting leaks around the valve stem. Make sure that we put that valve stem cap back on there so that we don't get dirt in there, opening it and losing air as we're going through the field. And then the last thing is, let's just check the nuts and the bolts holding that assembly to the tire. Also, the wheel weights. We've got 1,000 to 2,000 pound wheel weights inside of the rear tires. Let's make sure all those bolts are torqued correctly.
Learn more about getting your tractor tires in tip-top shape for spring at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
be just a closer walk.
Growing up, I never looked forward to my weekend chores. In fact, I would do everything in my power to avoid them. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. For many people, reviewing finances can feel a lot like those weekend chores. They're hard to do and it's stressful. Yet, going over your financial situation on a regular basis can save you money and stress. Because you're on top of everything. You'll know what you've earned, spent, and saved over a specific time frame. When reviewing your finances, make sure you're on track with any long-term goals you have, like saving and retirement. You might also want to take note of when tax season is so you don't miss any key deadlines. And be sure to evaluate your charitable donations to make sure your giving reflects your values. So don't look at finances like a weekend chore. Move it from the bottom of your to-do list to the top. When you have financial clarity, you'll find it easier to live the life God has for you.
KNDY.
Great jobs working with great people. If you or someone you know is ready for a career change, looking for something different, and are seeking a great benefits package, check out Landall.com. Landall's is seeking welders, fabricators, and assembly help, offering a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000 for qualified individuals for full-time positions open immediately. Competitive wages with attendance bonus, profit sharing, great benefits including health and retirement, and paid time off. Learn more today at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Lessons from the pandemic about how our food system is working. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Farmers who use seed lubricants when planting. I'm about to tell you about a game-changing product. An Iowa company called Low Mutech has developed and patented a soy-based seed lubricant that makes talc and graphite obsolete. It's cleaner, safer, 100% U.S. soy, and it's already doing the job for farmers across the country. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com. Or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Laura Riley is the Business of Food reporter for the Washington Post, and a year ago was covering topics like food labeling and disruptive technologies in agriculture. Then the pandemic hit, and it was all COVID all the time. What was Riley's impression overall?
I think that it did reveal that our food system, while incredibly flawed, bent without breaking.
Riley says the pandemic has certainly drawn more attention to food security.
I think food insecurity for decades in the U.S. has been considered an urban problem, and the pandemic has in some ways revealed that it's much more widespread. And in fact, the kind of hollowing out of rural America has contributed to a lot of desperation in those areas.
Not every pandemic impact on the food system was problematic, says Riley.
It's shown a really strong light on some of the good things about our food system and on where we should put our efforts moving forward. And I think certainly with local food systems, they've stepped in to fill some of the void. And hopefully we can, from a federal and legislative perspective, remunerate those smaller or regional or local farmers and younger farmers and farmers of color.
Riley spoke during a recent panel on the future of food, sponsored by the Association of Foreign Correspondents. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
And news from the Mid America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, wrapping up the week here on a Friday. Happy end of the week to you. And taking a look at some of your soil temperature reports for the end of the week as well. Over yesterday with some of their highs and over that five-day average for this week as we slowly begin to see some of the soil temps rise little by little. All your soil temp reports on the Mid America Egg Network brought to you by Abilene Machine. Make sure to see their great parts selection, and you can order online 24/7 on their website at AbileneMachine.com. Again, AbileneMachine.com. Starting off in the South Central Kansas area in Wichita yesterday, soil temps really got up to about 65 degrees for a high yesterday. Over the 24-hour period, we've seen it right about 58.5 degrees, and over the five-day period for this week in the South Central Kansas region, it's sitting around 55.6 degrees. Up in the northwest corner of the state, a little bit cooler. Yesterday was a high of about 58 degrees in that soil, with a 24-hour period sitting around 44.8, and that five-day average up in Goodland at about 50.6. So a little bit cooler up there in the northwest corner, and probably going to cool off again as some more of the temperature coming from that Colorado border. Up in Marysville, we had a high of the soil temp reports yesterday around 62 degrees, that 24-hour period sitting around 52.8, and that five-day average sitting at about 55.4 degrees. Over in the Hays area of Kansas in the north central part, right around 62 degrees for a high yesterday in that soil, 24-hour period sitting at about 51 degrees, and that five-day average up in Hays sitting at about 55 degrees. Down in Oklahoma, we saw Guymon yesterday at about a high of 62 degrees with a 24-hour period of right around 53.8, and that 24-hour or that five-day period at about 55.4 degrees. And finally, over in Hooker, Oklahoma, that panhandle still about 61 degrees for that soil temp with a 24-hour period sitting around 52.8, and that five-day average still a little bit cooler at 54.2. So as we go into the weekend, we'll see what happens as things begin to cool off just a little bit again. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
You want certified protection on any pre-owned vehicle, any maker model, all in one location? Head to Rusty X Ford.
If you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further. Want a certified pre-owned Honda? Come to Rusty X Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Toyota? Come to Rusty X Ford. Want a certified pre-owned Chevy, Jeep, or Ram? Come to Rusty X Ford. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. Over 300 to choose from. With Rusty X Ford's Blue Advantage program, receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage with every vehicle going through a 139-port inspection. Rusty X Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
We've taken the shopping out of the equation, and the solution is simple. Rusty X Ford, your certified pre-owned powerhouse. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyXFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and Selective.
KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan headed to an expected narrow final approval in the House today after the Senate okayed a revised version over the weekend. The bill contains billions of dollars more for ag and food programs. Combined food and ag provisions, the bill, nearly $23 billion, including more than $10 billion to strengthen the ag and food supply chain. American Farm Bureau Chief Economist John Newton.
There's approximately $4 billion to provide debt forgiveness for socially disadvantaged farmers. There's also another $1 billion to provide outreach and support for socially disadvantaged farmers and increase land ownership for those farmers and ranchers. And then there's also nearly $4 billion for food supply chain and pandemic response programming.
For food box type help and to stem COVID spread among agricultural workers.
The $4 billion for food supply chain and pandemic response includes $300 million for animal surveillance. So there are certain animal species like cats and minks that are known to carry the variant that causes COVID-19 in humans. And then overtime inspection cost reduction is another $100 million.
Other big pieces?
$800 million for food for peace, and then $500 for rural health care grants.
As told, leaving just over $12 billion to extend by 3 months through September 30th, a 15% boost to food stamp benefits, more for WIC, extended pandemic EBT benefits for kids, and foods for seniors, homeless young adults, and U.S. territories. And a bipartisan group of legislators sent a letter to Michael Corey, the chair of the Federal Maritime Commission, voicing concerns over reports that certain vessel operating common carriers, or VOCCs, are declining to ship U.S. ag commodities to export from U.S. ports. The VOCC serves an integral link between American producers and overseas customers, without which contracts cannot be met and the ability to compete in or even access foreign markets is threatened. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. Sales closing date for spring crops is March 15th, so give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Compacted soils can reduce yields and soil productivity. Stay tuned for tips on how to reduce soil compaction on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
High proportions of air and water in the soil are critical to providing a healthy environment for root systems. Soil compaction wreaks havoc on water and air movement, which can negatively impact productivity. The biggest compaction culprit is machinery. Mahdi Alkasi is a soil management professor at Iowa State University. He says soil that's too wet should not have equipment on it, especially the first time out in the spring.
Generally, the compaction mostly happened on the first drive on the field, about 70-80%. After that, really, it adds a small percentage, but the first impact is going to be during the first travel on the field. So if you have moisture, you're going to get the worst of the compaction during that.
Have a specific traffic pattern laid out through the field so any machinery, wagons, or trucks travel in the same area. And consider where they're sitting.
I always encourage farmers to think about when you park your grain carts or semis, you need to designate an area, you know, at the beginning of the field and not to pull all these equipment in the field. That is going to encourage more compaction.
He also recommends wider tires and low tire pressure to avoid deeply penetrating the soil surface. If you have a lot of soil compaction, don't till it out. Alkasi says it destroys the soil structure, so leave it to Mother Nature. I'm Jody Henke. Find more strategies to reduce soil compaction at agriculture.com.
John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap, with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Henke today at 562-7157 or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Still going through a Friday today. Still a lot of red across the board in the grains and soybeans. Soybeans trying to rally and come back up into the green just a little bit, as May soybeans are now up a quarter to 14, 13 and three quarters. That's after starting really low today and being in the double digits in the red. July soybeans, same story here. 1 point higher now to 14.02 and a half. On the meal side, they're still struggling a little bit with $4 down for the May. July down 360 right now. But we do see some green popping up back on the oil side as well, with May oil up 83 cents, 255.44, and July up 84 cents, 253.86. Over in the corn and wheat, we're seeing it pretty stagnant right now. A lot of red across the board. May corn is up just a quarter to 538.75. July, though, unchanged right now at 528.25. September is down 4 points to 496. Even on the wheat side, KC wheat for May is down 1.25 to 603 even, and July is down 2 points to 608 even as well. Still seeing some nice green when it comes to your livestock today. Lean hogs are struggling a little bit today, but outside of that, live cattle for April up 35 cents to 118.87, June up 77 cents to 120.45. On the feeder cattle, April up 195 to 143.22, May up 197 to 148.37. As we mentioned, lean hogs, they are struggling just a bit. April down a quarter still to 91.25. May is up 22 cents in the green to 93.77. Over in the cotton, they had a good couple of days, but they've been struggling today. May down 99 cents right now to 87.36. July is down 84 cents to 88.36. And with a quick look into your currencies today, we see mostly red here, but the U.S. dollar index not doing too terribly bad. June is up 26 cents right now to 91.68. The euro for June is down just a hair to 119. Japanese yen for June sitting at 91 cents. And the Australian dollar for June sitting at 77 cents, down almost a penny. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stuckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo.
Today we are having a conversation with Chris Allen at Frontier Farm Credit. Chris, over the past year, we've seen a lot of volatility in the economy as a whole, and the ag industry has seen their fair share as well.
That's correct. In January 2020, seems like an eternity ago, we started last year with a phase one trade agreement with China, which brought some optimism to the ag sector. But then, as we all know, COVID hit. At that point, ethanol plants were shutting down. USDA came out and projected 97 million acres of corn being planted, and next thing we knew, commodity markets were crashing. Cattle industry also took a hit as restaurants and schools and overall consumption went down. But by the end of the year, as we fast-forwarded, we ended up with a smaller crop, strong usage, and a shrinking supply of stockpiles, which ultimately provided a harvest boost to prices that are still holding fairly strong today. And overall, our region was fortunate to have average to above-average yield.
Highs and lows definitely aren't anything new to farmers and ranchers. What are some things they can do to be better prepared for all of the factors that affect their operation?
You're correct. Farming and ranching has always been a volatile industry, with lots of factors that are out of the producer's control, thinking like markets, weather, interest rates. So for us, it's how do you formulate a plan around those to minimize your risk? In order to do that, you really need to have a good understanding of what your operations break even. Every operation has a unique break even to them based on lots of factors, but by knowing this, you're able to make decisions to lock in those profits. For example, being able to make marketing decisions that lock in profits at certain price levels. Crop insurance is another key piece to help minimize your risk. Aside from your multi-peril policy, there are also numerous supplemental policies that can help reduce your risk and even lock in higher guarantees. And lastly, like we were talking interest rate, now's a great time to lock in low, long-term fixed rate. With all the craziness over the past year, one bright side for producers has been historically low interest rate. Locking these in for the next 20, 25, or even 30 years allows you to better plan knowing that these payments will not rise.
As an ag lender, are there any opportunities facing ag producers today?
Yeah, like I mentioned above, crop prices are remaining strong. Now's a good time to take advantage and lock in profits for this fall if you can. This plays in well with knowing your cost of production and how crop insurance guarantees work. Now would be a great time to sit down with your crop insurance provider to go over these options before the March 15th deadline. Our crop insurance agents would be happy to sit down with you and do a free, no-strings-attached policy review to see if it's meeting your risk tolerances. Also, interest rates are still historically low, so now's a great time to review those and look at fixing them for the long term.
As an ag lender, how can producers protect their operations against interest rate risk?
The best option is to lock it in long term, like I've talked about. And this makes planning easier as your payments won't change from year to year. With the economy starting to recover from COVID and the outlook there improving, long term interest rates are inevitably going to go up. Looking at ways to lock them in now will provide you protection when they do move.
What are some ways Frontier Farm Credit can help with this?
Producers make tough decisions every day. We have the expertise and tools to help them make the best decisions for their unique operations. We currently have special financing programs we are running that make this a unique refinancing opportunity for producers. Our interest rate products can be fixed for up to 30 years. We offer flexible payment options. We have on-staff appraisers to ensure a smooth process. And you can get to work with local experts that are dedicated to serving agriculture. I would tell producers to not let this unique opportunity pass without seeing what is available to them. Like I said before, rates won't be here forever.
What else does Frontier Farm Credit offer that is unique?
A unique difference is our co-op structure and the power of being a customer owner. 2020 marked the 17th year we have paid back a portion of our earnings to our customer owners in the form of a dividend check. We distributed over $19 million to our 32-county territory in eastern Kansas, which calculates to 1% of the customer's average daily loan balance for 2020. In terms of dollars, that's $1,000 we paid back for every $100,000 that was borrowed. In effect, this lowers their effective interest rate by 1%. Our board of directors is committed to continuing this trend into the future.
How can people get in touch with you to take advantage of this opportunity?
Sure, they can visit us anytime at frontierfarmcredit.com or give us a call at 1-800-397-3191.
We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.